It's the kind of thing that you never forget. Peek behind the curtain with Truettes.
G'day, Tuck Shoppers. I'm Sam Lowes.
And I'm Rosie Burgess.
Oh, welcome to Truettes, the podcast, season two.
Duh. Season duh.
Just going to go as long as I can. Yeah, season two. We are in episode whatever.
Eight.
Onze,
trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit.
So French.
Hey.
Your accent's really coming along. I thought you were a French person just then.
Thank you so much. We still haven't got any guests on our podcast.
Yeah.
Even though we're allowed now to have five people come into our house if we want to, but it'll be just too hard now.
Yeah, and also it's the amount of guests that have been clambering.
Well, clambering, they might have been clambering up the wall and over the fence and into our
yard. People
have
been clambering, like we've had to put security up and
grills on the windows.
Yeah, there's been grillers on the windows. There's been grills on the windows. Yeah, and so it's hard because so many people have been contacting us, you know, from people like John Travolta to
John Farnham
to John McEnroe
to John Howard,
John Bon Jovi,
John
Matthew, Mark and Luke. they've all been clambering to get on this potty and we say no. If we can't have you, Sia or John,
then
we're not having anyone.
It's too hard. So it's us. But you know what? We've got a very special guest on the program today.
Do we?
Yeah, we do have a very special guest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to introduce you to the runner-up of the 2018 Chicago Board Game Championships, Miss Sam Lowes.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And just trying to get my Midwest accent on.
That's great.
And it's just that I'm from Chicago, and sometime like actually, I was born in Milwaukee, to be truthful, and my love of board games stemmed from there because Milwaukee is a really great board game.
Walkie-talkie.
We invented walkie-talkies and board games.
Yeah,
you look it up.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having me.
There's not a lot of running in Milwaukee.
No. It's a lot of walking around, and it's just standing around and then walking around. That's why it's called Milwaukee. Yeah, so milling around and then walking around. Pretty much. So yeah, that's pretty much all there is to
I'm
know.
I'm so glad that we've got you on the show. Just
yeah,
quickly,
but now I live in Chicago.
Chicago. Just super quickly, favorite board game.
That is a stumper. You've stumped me with your stumper.
Yeah.
Well, it'd have to be, without a doubt, there's a game that you probably aren't aware of, it's a mixture of Operation and Monopoly. It's Monopolation. And it's it'll be out soon through Mattel. And I can tell that you're not happy about that, but it's a corker. It's great.
Right. Well, it's so great to have you on the show. And
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for coming in. Yeah.
My accent has shifted because I have traveled a lot with this with board games, just so you know.
Yeah, that's why it's fair enough. You're all over the place. But I reckon a lot of the board game community would be.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now we've got our second guest.
Ah, well, there's another guest.
On this Truettes podcast. And, you know, from a long while back, I've been wanting to have this very fine gentleman on the program. And we are excited and delighted to have him in here. The brother from another mother, Shaman, from deep in the depths of, you'll have to tell me where you're from, somewhere in India. I'm sorry I don't have that on my sheet here, but Fintwat Shala
Delhi.
from Delhi. That's right, from Delhi, all the way from Delhi, and he is here to impart some wisdom on us. Shinvat Vualana.
Oh, I get a different name.
Yeah, you're Shinvat Vualana.
Okay.
And welcome.
Thank you. And what is it that you think I do?
Well, I know that I've read a lot of your books, and
what do my books mean to
I've
you?
I've seen a lot of your DVDs and your interactive is it PlayStation that you've got? You've got some games on PlayStation, I think. Interactive Shaman PlayStation games, which our 11-year-old son is really into, and it's the fact that you really, I mean, I feel like what I get from you is that you impart such holistic wisdom. It's like I'm looking out of my third eye when I'm reading your books.
Yes, well, thank you. And it is almost impossible for me to do this accent.
Is it?
So I will not say too many words.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program.
I'll let my wisdom speak for itself.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Not one of my best accents, I would say.
Well, it's getting better.
What about you?
You're getting older as you talk.
Would you say it is a good accent?
It's better than all the French ones you try.
Okay.
Wait. That's what I can actually. This is so great. I can actually reach the buttons. This is the first time from all of the podcasts we've done I can reach the buttons.
Well, how about this? Super quickly, because we have spent a little bit of time introducing ourselves as the special guests on this week's podcast. We're going to super quickly.
Ooh, we're catching up with me this week.
Super, super quickly, Sam Lowe's.
Yes.
What's been your best, favorite, most awesomest thing about this week?
Does it have to be the most, does it have to be really positive?
No, it can be anything. Tell me the worst thing about this week.
I just had the most amazing walk on the beach today. That would have been my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And also spending some time with some friends who we haven't been able to get out of the house for such a long time. So
who has?
Finally, we're allowed to have funf people.
And two different sets of groups of people have invited us over.
Yeah.
Which has been quite nice. I wonder why just them, but still.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
Still holding out for the other calls from you guys.
Hello. It's been so funny though, like having those interactions where we've been going to people's houses, and I feel like everyone's got super duper pressure of speech or something. Like the amount of excitement to just be able to be in each other's company is quite hilarious. It was saying weird things to each other, laughing inappropriately,
just being in a different space that's inside with someone else for longer than 5 minutes, like being at the shops, was really lovely.
It was quite a refreshing break.
Yeah. However, what is weird that I loved being at those two different people's houses. We won't name your names.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump and Martina Navratilova had us both over.
Thank you.
We had to drive our Rover. And we saw a supernova. Anyway, going to the houses was really great. However, I was kind of like going, oh, can't wait to get home.
Ah, yes.
But not because of the people.
No.
Just because of that whole staying at home for a bit. Anyway, how have you been?
Yeah, no, it's super weird if you haven't left your house for 2 months and then suddenly we're all supposed to go out again.
Mm.
It is.
But my favourite bit was walking on the beach with you today, and it was with you, and I've been stuck with you.
Aww.
So it was really nice. And the dog.
I'm so lucky to be stuck with you.
Ba-do-ba-ba-ba. I can see.
Can't you see? So we're going to move on.
All you're going to say? You're going to say anything? Same things?
Yeah, same.
Great.
Same.
Have you had any worries? You been all right?
Well, apart from the dog had a little ear infection.
Oh, that dog will be the death of us.
And so there was a little bit of worry around that because she was doing a lot of head flicking. We took her to the vet, and obviously the vet gave her some stuff to get down the ears, which, oh my God.
Putting drops in a dog's ears is like, I don't know, I'd rather pick hemorrhoids off someone.
You know those clown games where you're supposed to put the ping pong ball in the clown's mouth, yep. and it goes like, oh, and it's supposed to go down its mouth and into its chest and find the hole.
Yeah.
I feel like
I do know
getting the eardrops in the dog's ear is like that, but sped up a million times.
And it's really strong. This little puppy of ours is tiny little thing, and she is so strong. She's got a really strong neck muckles.
I know, her neck muckles are so out
I've just decided to take the letter S out of everything. So the muckles or muckle is really amazing.
On her ear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna move on to our next segment, which is the new segment that we've just recently started out, which is
Why I Like It.
Why I Like It. Mm. So we've got to come up with four reasons each. Yep. I'm also not saying my S's.
Mm. Why would you?
Also not A-ing my it.
Mm.
Yeah. So four reasons each why we like, and I'm just going to open the envelope for us to tell us what.
Yes. Open the envelope. This is the word of the week that we have to give.
The topic is
four reasons why we like this
four reasons
thing.
Each. We've got a time limit on. Are you ready?
Yep. Open it up.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
The Titanic.
Oh.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
I like the Titanic. Well, are we talking about the movie or the actual vehicle? Okay. I like the Titanic because it was the first of its kind, pretty much.
The ship?
Yeah.
What?
Are you talking about the movie?
No, I was talking about the ship. I'm thinking about the ship.
Yeah.
What do you mean the first of its kind?
Well, wasn't it really big and giant and was one of the first ones that had so many people and things and all these decks and
I didn't think so. I thought that was just like there's loads of ships like that.
Oh, okay. I like the Titanic because heaps of people died on it and that was really good because it's really good to cull every now and then. You know what I mean? Get rid of the old, in with the new. I don't know. I'm on the spot here.
Well, don't use them all up at once. It's my turn now.
Oh.
I like the Titanic.
Yes.
Because acting out that scene with the two people where they stand at the front with one.
Rose and Jack.
With their, yeah. I am
those two people.
I don't know.
With Cameron Diaz and the other person.
Yeah. With their arms outstretched.
Yeah.
I like to act out that scene just in random places.
Okay, great.
Like at the tram stop or, you know.
Yeah.
At the supermarket.
With random people or with a person you know?
It work because of social distancing now, it works a bit better if you use it someone that you know. But creeping up behind someone and throwing your arms out wide.
Making them and your swaying. Rose.
And just whispering in their ear.
Your rose. Your rose.
Or jumping in front of them.
I'm Jack.
Folding your arms and saying, I'm Rose.
Okay.
Yours.
That's great. If anyone's out there for the listener. Oh, no, we've got two listeners.
Tiff and Colin know. Tiff and Colin knows.
Oh, yeah, Tiff and Colin Noah are now listening.
And also, Danny. That's and four. Danny. We've got four listeners.
Come
on, quick.
I like the Titanic because I love the down below, the below deck. With the fun diddly music that looked like it was a really good time.
I reckon that might have been a bit romanticized, I'm guessing. I think that the fun down below would not have been quite so fun as more skanky and disease ridden and disgusto-rama.
Oh, like the fun below with one of your high school friends back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's right. I like the Titanic because it's a good yardstick for how you don't want things to go.
Yep.
Yep.
Great. It is really good.
Yeah.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it to go like that because remember what happened with the Titanic? Yeah. I like the Titanic. Is this my last one? Yep. I like the Titanic because it really showed you that icebergs are not to be messed with.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Titanic because the actress that starred in it.
If you can name it, I'll give you $1 million.
Oh, God.
I can't. For the listeners out there, Rosie is typically really, really
she's
shit.
Not Cameron Diaz.
At
she's
knowing
an English,
any actress.
She's an English girl.
Yes, yes, yes.
An English woman.
Yep.
Renee Zellweger.
Oh, no, rhymes with Fate Minslet.
Yeah. Oh, wait, isn't she Australian?
No.
English.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet.
Well done.
I like the Titanic because. Yeah. That was such short applause. I like the Titanic because Kate Winslet was in it. And once I was at a bus stop very late at night in Cornwall.
You better say with Kate Winslet.
Where waiting at a bus stop in a town for the bus driver to come back who had gone to get a pasty in the shop late at night on the way back from somewhere. And that was the town that Kate Winslet has a holiday house in.
Okay, that's good. But the fact that it wasn't Kate Winslet?
What do you mean?
Well, I thought you were going to say, and at that bus stop, I was with Kate Winslet.
I was almost with Kate Winslet.
It's like that's like saying, oh, I went to the UK and guess who lives there?
Yeah.
Guess who's from there?
Oh, it was a bit closer
Kate
than
Winslet.
That. Nah. I think it was a bit closer than that. Anyway.
It's not bad.
That was pretty good.
Great.
Any other reasons why you like the Titanic or feel like you're done with that?
I like the letters in the name.
Right. Okay. I like the Titanic because it rhymes with a lot of different words. No good.
Does it?
Look at that.
Plutonic.
Titanic, Hispanic.
Oh. I'm getting a manic.
This car is automatic. Hydromatic.
Hydromatic. Hydromatic. I'm jumping. I'm Rose and Jack, and we're on the Titanic.
There you go.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Whew, we really scraped in with this one.
I think we've done it. I think we got four reasons each.
Apologies to everyone out there for that one.
I feel like I won that one with the Kate Winslet experience.
Well, let us know. Let us know what you think, people.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll take it.
Who won. So.
You ask why, we'll tell you why. Even if we don't have the answer right.
Right.
This is the section where we get your questions and we answer them, and we've never read them before.
Yeah. And even if we don't know the answers, we're going to answer them for you.
Yeah. Get ready to rumble.
First question that we've got today comes from Nephew Noah, actually.
Oh, yeah. Our Nephew Noah, he is, well, is he 11? Yeah, 11. Yep. Years old. 10.
Lebs.
Don't think he's 11 yet.
10 or 11.
We're in trouble now. You'll get two presents this year, Noah, if you're listening. Okay.
Could be 10.
No,
looks, I think 11.
10. Oh, looks 11 is 10, I think.
Intellectual abilities.
So
of 11.
This question was a visual question this week. Got sent through to us. And it says, do you think this is the biggest moth ever? And it's a picture of a moth, a big, pretty giant friggin' moth in his hand.
Yeah.
But it's difficult because we haven't seen him.
Is this the biggest moth you've ever seen?
Yeah.
Well, that's different from, is this the biggest moth ever?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then, is this the biggest moth you've ever seen? Okay. I would say it's difficult to tell just because we haven't seen him since December, right? And then, I don't know how big his hand's gotten. That's hard to know.
The scale.
Or that
the
could be
out.
Someone else's hand too because he's not in the picture.
We need a ruler. I find moths a bit icky.
You don't like anything that flies
at you and tries to get entry into your body through whatever orifice it can find.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
Mm-hmm. That's not the question.
Oh.
The question is, it isn't do you find moths icky? The question is this the biggest moth you've ever seen? And for me, it is the biggest moth I've ever seen.
It's the biggest moth I'd ever want to see.
Okay, there we go. Move on.
All right.
Thanks, Noah.
Thanks, Nephew Noah. Next question that we've got here is from Louise Wignall. Hey, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, okay.
That's implying that Sam Lowe's has grown up already.
Oh, no.
And me.
Does it?
I don't think it applies that.
I think it implies that. That when you were younger, you wanted to be something, and maybe you still haven't grown up yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I could. I
what did you want to be?
I wanted to be. I feel like we've answered this question once before. I wanted to be living in my own apartment.
Yeah, just living out of home.
I just wanted to be living in my own apartment. That was my number one thing. And then I had this weird desire to be famous as well. I wanted to be famous living in my own apartment.
Oh, and look at you now. We've got four listeners.
Mediocre.
And we're living in our own home.
Boom.
Owned by the bank. Yeah. Shout out to NAB. No, it wasn't. It's not NAB.
How lucky are we?
We're very lucky.
Yeah.
We're not
success.
Lucky.
Success.
Because I thought I was going to be, well, this has got nothing to do with when I was younger. Okay, when I was younger, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Problem. What about if you were a veterinarian driving a Mitsubishi? Oh, try that out.
Can't say it. And I worked for the Bureau of Meteorology. I couldn't do any of those things.
Your decision? I'm sorry, I can't enroll in I'm going to be an artist.
That's why I don't fix dogs, tell you what the weather's going to be, or... You know, work in the car parts industry because I can't say any of those things. So that's what I wanted to be. However, Lou Wignall, also I will throw this in for an extra bonus. I didn't think I would be alive at this age.
Really?
Yeah. Thought I was going to die at 43. I had a really weird inkling. You know, I'm not a superstitious-y kind of person.
Very but I thought I was.
You're going to die.
Did you really?
A very superstitious.
Thought you were going to die at 43.
I got this in my eye.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway. Grateful that you didn't.
So, yeah.
That'd have been awkward.
So now I'm 46 now. I've pushed it to 47.
Boom.
See how we go.
All right. No.
Thanks, Lou.
Okay.
May or may not see you next week.
Oh, my God. So this is a great question, actually. This is a question from Daniel Verby. Why is there only a South Meringue and no... meringue?
Oh, I love these kind of questions because it's like the age old, the one that I think of it about the most is there's, you can be discombobulated, but you can't just be.
Combobulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can be disgruntled. How are you? I'm gruntled.
What would that even be like?
Gruntled. You just grunt. Or you can be overwhelmed.
But
and underwhelmed.
Can't be whelmed.
I think whelmed, it should come into play because when you're just feeling sort of, eh.
Guess what?
Whelmed.
You can be gruntled. I just looked it up in the dictionary.
Okay, well, then I take
gruntled
that one back.
Gruntled means pleased, satisfied and contented.
Oh, that's like a dog sleeping. Don't you reckon a dog is gruntled?
Gruntled. Oh, my God. I think we just might start calling our dog gruntled.
All right. Well, that's cool. But still overwhelmed, underwhelmed, yes. Can you be whelmed?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
You can whelm something.
Are you looking it up in a, like an urban dictionary?
No. To whelm is to engulf, submerge or bury. A swimmer whelmed in a raging storm.
Okay. Which where are you looking this? Where are you getting this from?
Dictionary. What was the other things you said? Combobulated.
Yeah. So let's
try that out.
While she's looking up combobulated.
Combob.
Can you be bobulated or just... combobulated.
You can't be combobulated.
Oh, phew.
Thank God.
But no one ever says whelmed.
Can't be bobulated. You can be.
You can. Are you saying you can whelm?
You can be lobulated.
Okay, but you can. Yeah. Anyway, back on to South Meringue.
Yes. So you know for
what was this lovely person's name?
Daniel.
Daniel. Hey, Daniel. I think that the answer is irrelevant. Because it just makes me feel like having lemon meringue.
I know.
It makes me hungry.
The same way, yeah.
If you live there, I bet you'd eat a lot of it.
Have a suburb called Meringue because everyone would be like, I want to live in Meringue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like there's no meat pie suburb. There's no pie.
Cheesecake.
There's no apple pie suburb.
I'd like to live in cheesecake.
All right. But I think that there's no South Meringue. There's South Meringue, but no meringue.
Yeah.
How could you be south of something that doesn't exist? I love that question.
It's such a good question.
And
I guess in essence what that means is that you're always south of Meringue.
Or north of Meringue. Like that doesn't
– take your pick.
Doesn't make sense. And I love that question, Daniel.
For our listeners, Tiff and Colin Noah in Alice Springs.
Danny. Oh, yeah.
Meringue is a suburb in is a non-suburb in Melbourne.
Mm. South Morang exists, but we don't know how.
Hey, guess what time it's for?
What?
It's not time to take a whiz. It's time for the relationship quiz.
Oh.
Boom.
This is if you're listening to this for the first time, why? I'm wondering why. But welcome.
This would be a weird moment to jump in.
Very welcome to you all. But this sort of section has always been a little touch and go, and we keep pushing through.
Oh, you don't like the relationship?
No, please. It's good. It's just, remember that one that was really bad?
Yeah.
I think I'm scarred. I'm torn.
I'm already low.
I'm all out of feels.
Let it better burn.
Waiting on banana peels.
So this is an actual quiz. It's a call to fun quiz for couples. And Guess what it says?
What?
The very first instruction is don't forget to smile.
Look, we're both doing it now.
Yep. It's a little fun for Valentine's Day or any day.
Oh.
Which is lucky for us.
Great.
Because it is any day.
Do you think someone's just said this is just for Valentine's and then someone else is in the boardroom's like, actually, let's just broaden it out to all any day.
Let's open it up.
Let's open it up just a little bit wider than that and say every day.
Excellent. And the other instruction is to talk about it on a swing.
Oh, what kind of swing?
And then she goes on to clarify and say, or at the beach, or over coffee, or lying in bed, or somewhere fancy where you have to whisper.
Oh, so this is that. Let's open it up again to other places as well. How about we go to most places? This is great. I think the answers will all be like that as well.
Okay. So like, there are some questions here that I think we're just going to move on from, because things like your partner's birthday.
Oh, you'll have trouble and I'll have trouble.
So we're just going to move on from that. We're going to go straight to your partner's favourite dinner.
Yours?
I'm going to – yeah, you can go first if you like.
Okay. Your favourite dinner?
I'm going to go yours is a vegetarian shepherd's pie with little pieces of chopped up carrot and mashed potato. Yeah?
No.
You do like that.
I only like it because
you have declared it to be one of your favourite things.
But I only like it because you don't like it. You don't ever have it, so it's something I don't get to have.
Yep.
So I wouldn't say it's my favourite.
No, okay.
Well, this is dinner, not dessert.
Mm.
All right. I'm going to say yours. There's so many for you. But it'd have to be pasta.
Yeah, I love pasta.
Mm.
Is yours like a roast dinner? Favorite?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say a favorite because
you're easy to please.
I am easy to please. Easy, please. I do like soup at the moment. It's winter.
I was going to say soup.
Yeah.
All right. The celebrity or famous person your partner would like to talk to over coffee.
Oh, yours would be Cameron Diaz.
But would she be so good at the talking over coffee?
Cami Dizza.
Yeah. You'd be Ellen.
Yeah, I'd like to meet Ellen. Yeah. Over coffee, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Anyone sort of, I'd like to talk to anyone at over coffee.
Yeah, we're happy to go out for coffee with anyone.
Famous or not famous.
Yeah, it doesn't bother us at this point in time. Anyone that wants to take us out for coffee, tick.
There's a lovely guy at the supermarket who does a lot of the moving, taking the trolleys out. I don't know if you've noticed him. And he always has his like vest on a bit sort of haphazard and he's got sort of big floppy boots on and stuff. And he's just the most lovely guy.
Yes.
I'd like to go to coffee with him.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I could probably hook that up for you.
Great. I'll hook you up with Cami Dizza.
Question, your partner's favorite color, easy, lesbian bank robber black.
Yeah, correct.
For you.
I'm going to choose a color that I like on you, which is strange, but you look really good in pink.
Huh.
And we just painted our feature wall in our lounge room pink.
Pink. We did.
Certainly did. We're just looking at it right now and we're wondering whether we've made the right decision. We might put a picture of it on our socials and see what you guys think.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll do a picture of the colour before and the colour now and see, because we can't make up our mind whether we've gone absolutely insane or not.
The room looks like an ice cream, like a Neapolitana ice cream. Now, here's an interesting one. I don't know if it's interesting, but it's weird. Your partner's favourite cartoon character?
Oh, we don't watch cartoons.
But you could read them.
Oh, have you got asterisk and oblix?
I do like asterisk and obelix.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm going to say yours is Betty from the Archie comics.
Don't mind Betty. Yeah. Don't mind Betty at all.
You like Betty?
Yep. Would I love the right? Archie comics. I love them. Grew up on them. They grew up on me.
Grow up on
me. I mean, I
have
boxes of them. Boxes of the Archies.
I know. My parents used to get angry at me because I would spend my pocket money on Archie comics.
Oh.
And they felt like that was a waste.
Oh, honey.
Well, I can really relate to that feeling now, though, with George, our son, spending his money on like weird
video games.
Video game stuff on the internet.
Where it just goes into the ether.
Yeah.
It goes away. You don't get to keep it either.
It's like a special backpack for his avatar on the game that he's playing. And I'm like, why would you spend your money? He's like, it's my money. I had the exact same conversations with my parents. It's my money. I want to spend it on Archie comics.
Yeah.
They were so romantic.
Yeah. I wonder if that's romantic to him. It must be.
I once wrote to the people that write and draw the Asterix and Obelix comics.
Did you?
Yeah. Just to let them know that I really admired their work.
Oh. You would have been so articulate too.
And they sent me like these giant cardboard cutouts of Asterix and Obelix.
Really? Yeah. I love the fact that I've been with you for 11 years and you haven't mentioned this once. You haven't mentioned it once. Amazing to me.
Yeah. So there we go. What about your partner's favourite movie?
Your favourite movie, Pride and Prejudice. That's pretty much favourite for everything.
Well, it's my favourite book.
What about The Blues Brothers?
I like that a lot. Definitely.
But Crocodile Dundee.
Love it. And yours is that one. It's got like that chick that forgets who she is and she's a rich person. She's on a boat.
She's a rich girl.
And she's on a boat. Forgets who she is and they tell her that she's not a rich girl. What is that film called?
You have to tell me what it is.
Overboard.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Is that your fave?
I loved it. I'd say it's up in my top. Top five.
Is it also Sister Act?
No.
No. What would be
up in my top five?
Yeah. What else?
Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ooh, now I'm on the spot.
Well, you don't have to come up with top five.
Great. What's my top two?
Well, like there are still a lot of questions left in this, but we'll see. We might get to some of those next week.
Yeah.
But that wasn't too bad.
That was a good quiz.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. So the last thing we've got for our podcast today.
What is it? What is it? What's that?
Song of the week. We do a new song each. Song of the week. Always a new song.
I will preface by saying this isn't the newest of songs that we're going to do today, but
it's a song we've forgotten about.
And then we pulled it out and went, let's work on this.
Yeah.
And
so we're going to go do that now.
Yeah.
In front of you.
Yeah. So, you know, it started out as a song that we started writing this song when we were stuck in traffic.
Yeah, which we haven't been for a long time. This probably bring back little nice warm fuzzy for people who, you know, miss being in traffic.
Do you miss being in traffic?
I doubt it.
So here we go.
I wanna get to you, and I would get to you if only I could get to you. But the traffic is a little bit heinous, and by heinous, I mean the opposite of painless. Oh, ooh, the traffic's making me blue, bop, 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 but there's so much more I could be doing my time. But the traffic is a little bit heinous. By heinous, I mean the opposite of painless. Yeah, and the traffic is giving me cystitis. And by cystitis, I mean the opposite of all writers.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Bass solo.
Keep going. Yeah.
Ha 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 ha!
T to the R to the A to the FF. I see you in your souped up Subaru. Hey, 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 what's that you're listening to? Is that a little bit of Whitney Houston? Ooh, the traffic's making me blue. Bop, 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 but there's so much more I could be doing my time. But the traffic is a little bit heinous.
Yes, it is.
And by heinous, I mean the opposite of painless. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The traffic is giving me cystitis.
I'm still holding on.
It's the opposite of, oh, and the traffic is giving me cystitis. It's the opposite. Oh.
It's the opposite of arthritis.
Loose last Lucille.
A little bit of improv at the end.
That's traffic coming at you.
And that's it for this week.
Hey, see you next week, Tigers. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Over and out.
Yeah. Truettes Season 2 was sponsored by the following patrons from our Patreon page.
If you'd like to have your name here, jump on board and sign up like these cool cats did.
A special, special thanks goes to Tiff Lowes,
Jay Edwards,
Amanda Owen,
Barbara and Ellen,
The Worth Family,
Kate Jackson,
John G,
Robert Giles,
Lisa Ryan,
Juanita and Richard Taylor,
Bronwyn Robotham,
Simone Sheridan,
Lizzie McCarthy,
Emma Kane,
Chris Eilers,
Lou and Dave Wignall,
Richard Parton,
Carolyn Hore,
Danny Gibbons,
Judy,
Jesse Collins,
Daniel Townsend,
Christopher Coleman,
Catch Holt,
Angie Carson,
Lisa Palmer,
Natalie Russell,
Liz Denniston,
Jeff and Tamara,
Nancy and Rachel,
Kelly Brewer,
Leanne Slinger,
Lee Boltnick,
and Andrea Kerwin.
Ah, over and out. See you next week, Tigers.
Our special guests today were us.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Go ahead and like, share and swish on all the social media platforms. You could even leave us a review if it floats your boat. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Tuck Shop Ladies.
Tuck Shop Ladies are Sam Lowes and Rosie Burgess. You can track us down for more tasty treats at tuckshopladies.com.
Thank you. Have a happy day.